Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Ellen O'Brien, and you're listening to Storage Radio. It's a weekly podcast where we cover the top headlines from the Storage Media Group. Each week I talk with Dave Raffo, our senior news editor based in D.C. Hey, Dave, how are you?
I'm very good.
Glad to have you here. A lot of news this week, lots of storage-related product news coming through having to do with file sharing, cloud, and flash, among others. I want to start with HDS. Hitachi has launched its first solid-state product. They're a little bit late, but they say they've got a better product than other people. Talk to me about what it means for HDS and its customers.
Well, it's significant because every storage vendor these days needs some flash. Hitachi, instead of buying or partnering with other vendors who have flash products built their own, this is the first. They have it's based on their flash memory controller, and the first product they brought out was a module that plugs into their virtual storage platform, VSP, which is their high-end storage array. So it allows you to plug these cards into the VSP array, and you can get faster performance. So, they intend to use the same flash memory controller in a bunch of solid-state products, server-side, caching products, eventually an all-flash array. So, they're playing catch-up a little bit as far as having flash out in their storage, but it's still fairly early with flash, and some of the other guys like EMC are also still developing some of their flash products. So, it's a product area that all major storage vendors are going to have to play in.
What's the difference here? I read one of the analysts we spoke with said that Hitachi accelerated flash doesn't look like a typical flash array.
Well, it's not just taking a solid-state drive that you can buy from any vendor that sells them and plug them into the array. It's built specifically for their own storage system, optimized to work just with that. You couldn't take this out and put it in, an EMC array where, if you buy an EMC array with solid-state drives, they're using the same drives that can go anywhere else. So this is a proprietary product for Hitachi. It only works with Hitachi, and it's built by Hitachi engineers specifically for their own storage.
Okay, we'll be keeping an eye on that and what HDS customers think of it. I want to move on. EMC pushes online file sync into Documentum. Now, they're going to use their Syncplicity technology. I read in the story we posted on Search Cloud Storage that spending around Syncplicity has quadrupled. That's according to someone at EMC. Talk to us about that, Dave.
Well, Syncplicity was one of, dozens of companies that do online file sync and sharing. Dropbox, Box, guys like that are also in that space. So EMC bought Syncplicity back in May or June. They announced it at EMC World. So, Syncplicity was a startup. They're a small company, so EMC buys it, and obviously they have a lot more money to spend, so the spending around there, I would imagine, is mostly, if not totally, from adding engineers and people to work on the technology to accelerate it. They want to make it more of an enterprise product, and they want to add just the, in this case, they're taking the file sharing capabilities and syncing and using it specifically with their Documentum document management platform. So, I believe they will continue to go forward with the same service that Syncplicity was selling, but they are also using the technology with some of their own stuff.
I thought it was interesting that they said the idea is to make management and sharing files as easy as sharing photos in Facebook. So we'll see if that happens. Moving on, NetApp fast storage line has been refreshed. NetApp today refreshed, or this week, refreshed the mid-range line of its flagship fast storage array platforms. How popular are these, Dave, anyway, and what does this mean for NetApp customers?
Well, these are popular. They have two storage platforms now, but the main one is fast, and that scans from entry level to the enterprise. So these are the ones in the middle. I believe the 3200 series is their biggest selling of the FAS. So, you know, this is, you know, basically this is a speeds and feeds upgrade, bigger, you know, larger drives, more capacity, and faster. You know, most of the good features that NetApp offers, the deduplication, the replication, the data protection, you know, the performance bumps, comes from their ONTAP operating system. So that runs across their entire fast line. So they've been upgrading that. They have made some pretty substantial upgrades around ONTAP over the last year, added some clustering. So, you know, I think with NetApp, it's their software release is probably bigger and more important to their customers than their hardware. Now, they are doing some more flash stuff, you know, flash in the array with the newer hardware, but, you know, it's probably not as big as a bump that you would get with the last ONTAP release.
Okay, and if you are a NetApp customer listening closely for pricing, they haven't disclosed any of it yet, but say the prices are about the same as the older arrays. Okay, time to talk about cloud, Dave. Every week we have to have some cloud news, and TwinStrata has added NAS storage capabilities and a solid-state drive option to the cloud storage arrays. First of all, I want to talk to you about how those cloud storage arrays are doing in general. How is TwinStrata performing? And then let's talk a little about the NAS capability.
Well, it's still early on all the cloud gateway products. I don't know if there's mass adoption yet. You know, I think Microsoft is impressed enough about the type of technology that they're buying one of TwinStrata's rivals, StorSimple. So, you know, people think the market is poised to take off. You know, what we're seeing with the products in general is they're becoming more like, you know, overall storage controllers. They just use the cloud instead of disk as the ultimate storage medium. So what TwinStrata specifically is doing here, they started out as an iSCSI SAN controller, and now they're adding NAS capabilities, so it makes them more of a unified play. And solid state, that means the same thing with the mainstream storage. Everybody's adding solid state for performance. So I think we're starting to see these cloud storage products mirror the industry overall and mirror the you know, the more traditional on-premise storage.
Speaking of on-prem storage, IBM adds StoreWise entry-level storage vert array. That's a headline we had this week. IBM is taking its enterprise functions from the StoreWise storage vert system and moving them downstream. Dave, this is targeted at SMBs, yes?
SMBs and small enterprise plays, yes. You know, basically the StoreWise platform uses the code from IBM's SAN volume controller, the SVC product, which is a storage virtualization engine, or as you would say, StoreVert. And what it does is allows people to use different disks behind it. It will support almost any disk, and it allows people to do things like data migration, of course, from one platform to another. So this is a smaller version of the StoreWise V7000 that they came out with a couple years ago. And when they did first release that V7000, IBM said that, you know, they would expand the platform probably up as well as down. So, you know, I think eventually this will be their main mid-range, and maybe even some of their enterprise storage will be based on the StoreWise platform.
Well, at least one of the analysts we spoke with was pretty optimistic, said the system provides functions in that space that historically have been limited. So it'll be interesting to see how customers receive it. Dave, there was a lot of news this week. Thanks for covering it all so well. We look forward to talking with you each week, and we'll speak with you soon.
All right. I'll talk to you next week.